next public hearing was ordinance amendment chapter 115, variances, manufactured homes.
Gentlemen, this one, I got to tell you, I would like an opportunity to speak a little more with the attorney that drafted it, just to get some clarity on what the intent was and maybe a way that conveys that intent a little better.
In fact, I would ask you to do that on behalf of the commission, and if you would report back to us at the next meeting what you found out.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
It may be that it's clear, and I'm just, you know, not understanding the context of it or what its intent was, but at least a little more information.
Okay.
Maybe we need to figure out what they're doing in Newcastle County that's right, too.
They are doing a lot of things right up there, but I got to tell you, though, I don't know too many people who work all year long to spend 2 weeks in Newcastle County. You?
I've been searching and haven't found anybody yet.
But we're glad to have them.
Got to drive through it.
Yeah, we're glad to have them. We need a motion, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, regarding ordinance amendment chapter 115, variances, manufactured homes, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission and to allow Mr. Robertson time to consider and provide us with clarity.
Second.
I just have a question. Do we need to leave the record open to receive that information?
I think that's at that point's legal advice, you know, in terms of.
Okay.
And then I'll just report back.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance amendment chapter 115, variances and manufactured homes, to give our council an opportunity to research the drafting of the amendment and report back to us, and allow the commission more time to consider the testimony given this evening. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.